my name is Hector, and I'm 5 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank ye, Pirate Hector, and ahoy, kids commuters, it be day 2 of Pirate Week. We'll learn a new pirate word and drop you a hint for our Pirate Quizlet later in the show. Today's pirates are 138 years old, that is, if you count when audiences saw the first ever production of Gilbert and Sullivan's hilarious operetta, The Pirates of Penzance. It premiered on New Year's Eve, 1879. Like all Gilbert and Sullivan operettas, The Pirates of Penzance has a really complicated plot, but for today's purposes, this is all you need to know. A band of pirates is about to attack the citizens of Penzance, and the town's police force is preparing to mount their defense. Here are the constables, who have never seen any crime at all and are totally chicken, but trying to march along bravely.
For when threatened with a mute,
ta-ra-ta-la, ta-ra-ta-la,
and your heart is in your boots,
ta-ra-ta-la,
there is nothing brings it round like the trumpet's martial sound, like the trumpet's martial sound.
In theory, our pirates are sneaking. Here's Pirate Samuel handing out some equipment for them to use to break into houses. Silent matches and a dark lantern so they can light it with nobody hearing, as well as a file and skeleton key, which are things for getting into locks.
Your silent matches, your dark lantern seed, your file and your skeletonic key.
As I said, though, the sneaking part is in theory. The pirates are supposed to be silent and sneaky, so they're singing about how they walk with cat-like tread, very quietly. The thing is, they're so excited about getting to do some pirate crimes that they sound a lot more like elephants than cats.
With cat-like tread, upon our prey we steal. The pirate creeps while all the household soundly sleeps.
Trust the navigation, take another space up.
See what I mean? I don't know about you, but those are the loudest sneaky cats I've ever heard. That was With Cat-Like Tread from the Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. We heard a version from the wonderful movie of Pirates of Penzance that was made in 1983. It was one of my favorites when I was a kid. You should check it out.
Ahoy, Kate.
Ahoy, Dread Pirate Producer Tony. Producer Tony is here with our pirate word of the day.
Aye, Kate, that I am. Today's pirate word is landlubber. It means a person who is used to living on land and not so good at being at sea.
Okay, let's use that in a sentence.
Aye, we were taking a ship to Mackinac Island, but all the landlubbers got seasick off the side of the boat.
Thank you, Producer Tony. Now on to our pirate Quizlet. Speaking of pirate words, what did pirates mean when they talked about the Jolly Roger? Here's a hint. It was something that pirates used to warn other ships they were coming, to give their victims a chance to surrender all their cargo or face the consequences. If you know the answer, send it to us in a text to area code 231-237-7482, and we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. All right, mateys, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello, and this is IEPR.
Interlocking Public Radio! Yeah!
Hey, Kids Commuters, I have to jump in with a very special contest for you this week only. Would you like to appear on stage in the Sounds of the Season concert coming up this Friday night at 7 o'clock in Corson Auditorium? That's Interlaken's big hullabaloo concert with the choir and the band. Well, you have a chance to play the clapper during Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. If you want to be in that show on Friday night with me and the choir and the band, text the word season to area code 231-237-7482. The only requirement is that you have to be able to be at the concert on Friday night, and to help you out with that, we will also give you the last 4 tickets in existence to Sounds of the Season for you and your family. So again, text the word SEASON to 231-237-7482, and if we draw your name at random, we'll see you on stage on Friday night.